Track 7. Colleges Parliament Presentation. Education leaders from South Devon University Technical College were invited to give a presentation to Parliament focusing on the future of innovation in the UK. The team spoke to the Science, Innovation and Technology Committee in Westminster, having been invited by Newton Abbott MP Martin Wrigley, who sits on the committee. UTC head teacher Claire Plum, Deputy Chief Executive of Education South West, Rob Coles and UTC Head of Engineering Will Bent attended the event. The session focused on future innovation and how the country can better support innovators, and it highlighted South Devon's UTC's cutting-edge approach to education. Ms Plum gave a presentation on how the school addresses local skills gaps by combining academic learning with practical hands-on training. She emphasised how this can be a game changer for students, particularly for those from disadvantaged backgrounds who may not traditionally thrive in academic settings. The session also featured insights from teacher Will Bent, who discussed the UTC's engineering programme. He highlighted successful career stories of students, including one who redesigned a crucial component for a power plant, and another who now works on surgical equipment. The examples demonstrated the importance of practical, industry-driven learning, as well as the career opportunities it can offer. Ms Plum reinforced the UTC's commitment to ensuring students leave not only with technical skills, but also with employability skills, providing them with the tools for industries crucial to the local economy. She added, "We are incredibly proud of our work at South Devon UTC. By working closely with local industries, we ensure our students graduate with not only the technical expertise needed to succeed in today's workforce, but also the soft skills that are essential for career growth."
A former police officer from Chudley has been jailed for 8 years for raping a woman in his home. Stuart Mines, aged 49, attacked the victim after inviting her over for Sunday lunch in October 2022. He ignored her, repeatedly telling him no, and raped her in his bedroom. Mines of Chudley denied a charge of rape but was found guilty by a jury following a trial at Exeter Crown Court in February. He was dismissed from Devon and Cornwall Police following his conviction. Mines was sentenced to 8 years in prison. He will be on the Sex Offenders Register for life and was also made the subject of an order preventing him from contacting the victim.
Paragliders at Labrador Bay slammed by RSPB. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds has slammed paragliders who have been using its Labrador Bay site without permission. Labrador Bay is a key RSPB site for preserving the Searle Bunting, a rare farmland bird that was on the brink of extinction in the 1980s. Located on the southwest coastal path, the RSPB Labrador Bay site is popular with walkers, visitors who enjoy the panoramic coastal views, and bird enthusiasts. However, its popularity with paragliders is not something the RSPB supports. The RSPB has not given any individual or club permission to paraglide from RSPB Labrador Bay Nature Reserve. It's not permitted from the site, and it could disturb our special Searle Buntings, which feed and breed on the Nature Reserve year-round, an RSPB spokesperson said. Searle Buntings have been on the UK Red List since 1996, and can only be found in South Devon and Cornwall. The small birds inhabit the RSPB site at Labrador Bay all year. In the spring and summer, the birds nest in the hedgerows and forage in the grass for food, such as grasshoppers, to feed their young. all year round, but particularly in autumn and winter, serles and other wintering birds are active in the arable fields, feeding on the stubbles and seeds. At any time of year, paragliders launching from the nature reserve could prevent serle buntings feeding or using habitat that they need. Serle buntings are a Schedule 1 bird and are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981. It is an offence to disturb them at any time. Paragliding is not something we support on site for this reason, and no one should be undertaking an activity without landowner consent, which we do not provide, emphasised the RSPB spokesperson. The RSPB said it attempting to contact local groups to remind them that paragliding is not permitted. The British Hang Gliding and Paragliding Association and local paragliding groups, the South Devon Hang Gliding and Paragliding Club and Grouper 303 did not respond to requests for comment. The South Devon Hang Gliding and Paragliding Club lists 19 other sites where permission has been agreed with the landowner on its website.
Actor Martin Clunes is to star at the Devon County Show. Martin, the star famed for beloved TV shows such as Men Behaving Badly and Doc Martin, is opening the Festival of Heavy Horses. The festival, now in its third year and one of the most visited attractions at the Devon County Show, will be officially opened by Martin Clunes on Thursday the 15th of May at 10 a.m. Martin is a passionate animal lover who has narrated several wildlife documentaries and owns Clydesdale horses on his Dorset farm, as well as being an accomplished horseman. There is no one better for the job, says Diana McFeet, organiser of the festival. Everyone loves Martin Clunes, and we're so grateful that he's lending his support at the festival to raise awareness for these gentle giants and ensure their survival as a cherished breed for generations to come. This year's Heavy Horse Festival, in association with Whistlefish, is bigger than ever, featuring 19 magnificent heavy horses from a range of breeds, including Shires, Clydesdales, Suffolks, Percherons and North American Belgians, the world's largest breed of draft horse. Owners will showcase the breed's capabilities in the main arena. Highlights include pulling drays and stud carts. Horses will compete in events such as in-hand and ridden classes. In the Heavy Horse Village, visitors can see the horses being dressed with their traditional finery, gleaming brass fittings, leather harnesses, ringing bells, plated manes and colourful ribbons before they take centre stage in the main arena. Expert commentators will guide the audience through the displays, sharing fascinating insights about each breed and the vital role heavy horses have played in our history.
This isn't a current news item, but I couldn't resist it. It's from Tynmouth Post 50 years ago. Shops in Devon are now being supplied with milk in cartons, but this has put up the price by a penny a pint. The change has been made so that other people wouldn't suffer because of the shortage of bottles caused by holidaymakers. There are just not enough bottles to go round. Many regular customers are upset and say the increase isn't fair. It would cost some families an extra 30p a week.